soon because we got lots more during this sugya, but it was a very interesting, and there's something else I want to do on it because we can share today. Very, I thought it was very nice, is that the Rashba, the Gemara Rabbah comes along and says that in this case, if the Gochin Velochish is no Migui. There, I'm sorry, he's naming with a Migui. Comes along Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef disagrees, says, you're not naming. Apparently, for some reason or another, Rav Yosef does not hold, you can use a Migui. The shot is, why not? So Rashbam says, sounds like he says two things. First, he says, the only time we say Migui is when Shtei HaTainis Yechodesh Yilemes, Osa Shetoin, Osa Sheyocholitom. But so the mashmos of the Rashbam is that over here, you don't have the tainus yecholos yosemes. Which one is not yechol yosemes? Here, also shu toin, also shu yechol itom. What?
Toin.
I mean, toin. The toin, which is what is toin.
Kind of the star.
Okay.
Haishtara.
All right. I don't know. Does everyone agree with that, Shmuel? Okay, let's start. I mean, I wasn't going to start here, but you're making me trouble, Shmuel. You're making me trouble because you might be too smart. So... That was the Rashbam's first svara. And then he says the second svara because it's Migui b'makom Eidim. So we were trying to, and then the Rosh comes along and says that Pshan the Rashbam is the reason why there's no Migui here is because the Hoshtar is part of your Taina. And the Hoshtar, because why is it part of your Taina? Because you couldn't come in without the Hoshtar. Because keeping the Eino Kleop of Karka is Kim Idei Hoshtar. Now, when you said it's my Karka, that was a meaningless statement. So the only thing that gave you a Taina was the fact that you said Hoshtar. So Hoshtar is an essential part of the Taina. And now you have no Taina because you admitted that Hoshtar is not true. So you lose because you have no Taina. So our problem was, that's what we were asking yesterday, that this, what the Rosh says, Pshan the Rashbam, has no shaychus to anything that the Rashbam says. Because the Rashbam in the beginning said that you lose because you don't have Shnei Tainos of Yechol Yosemes, also Shu Toein, also Shu Yechol Hitom. And his second answer, he says, the point is, he said, because Migui b'makom Eidim. This is what the Rashbam is saying, but the Rosh is saying you lose because you don't have a Taina. Right? That was our kasha. So let me maybe go up for a minute. Let's look at the Mugei Yosef for a minute. Makes life a little more clear or confusing. Hopefully it's clear. The Yosef is very short. The Mugei Yosef. Did we read the Mugei Yosef? We did read them. So let's read them again quickly. Very short. The Mugei Yosef, the Rei Amaso, because of Harash. The High Migid Adam, the Migid the Alma. The Hazel Shtei Atainas, Efshe Shios Emes. Avokan, Don Migid Mokom Eidim. Even Shabal Din, Moida. Okay. Pinira did a pash pirish a rash, now it's rashi. Pilo ukmi mamina, no kosh of high migui. There's even when it's not the hoitzi. So now he has a kasha. I've got me a migui ki hai to come in, because the boy omar minok savandi, the meat omar ploni savat mashra velo mincha. He call a gom, ha dami tve the migui makam eidim, he min shahoy de mamish befana. So what's in the Mugei Yosef saying? His kasha was that every migui is also the same thing, because once you say the taina that you are saying, you are creating a non-sadi against the taina that you could have said.
Yeah, but that's indirect. Here, directly, the person is accusing him that there's a forgery, and he is moded to that. He is directly moded to that taina. In all the other cases, we're kind of implying, yeah, and it's the other person is never even telling that. You're implying that by me saying parati, we're going to imply that it's not mizuyah. But over here, the person is outright saying, yeah, what you accuse me of, that it's mizuyah, it is mizuyah.
I agree with you. So that's okay. What the Nebuka Yosef is saying. He says, but I'll dummy. That's good what he's saying. In other words, it's in the sense that over there you also say, you imply that the second first statement that you could say is not true. Here is dummy tfei. Here is Yehodem Mamish. Like that's what the word mamish. The word mamish is what you're saying. That in a regular case of migui, I say parati. I say parati, migui boy mizuyev. So by saying parati, I'm implying that it's not mizuyev. But I didn't say beferish is not mizuyev. But here, hoydem mamish befanav.
I don't know if befanav has to do with anything, but okay.
Hoydem mamish. Okay. Hoydem mamish. It's fun. It could be it's not outdoors Baldin. Okay. Now. What is the fun to do a thing? Okay, I don't know. You have to know Hilchos Hodos Baldin. Does Hodos Baldin have to be the fun of? Yeah, I don't know.
I think it worse kills it because it's like he's answering back to his taina. It's a din and then tain the nit taina.
To you, so that's how does Baldin.
Like if Bezdin would have asked him the kasha, and he would have said, "Okay, yeah, it's true." Like that's not.
Also, if it's been fun of, that's how does Baldin. Also, I'm just saying, what if the guy wasn't there, just Bezdin on himself? I don't know. Okay, I don't know the word befana. Okay, anyway, good question. So now, according to the Nuka Yosef, let's stop. So what did the Rashbam mean when the Rashbam said that al dami hai migui le migui bi'alma? The Haslam shnei ha-tainas efshir shios emes. Because the taina, the Rashbam, he doesn't quote the full Rashbam. The Rashbam says, normal migui, shnei tainas yechol shios emes. The one that you... let me get the Rashbam's lashon. But here you don't have that because it's migui makom eidim. So what does he mean by a regular migui? You have both tainas yachalos yosemes also shu towing, but also shu yachol itom. Over here, which tain is not yachol yosemes? According to Mugay Yosef. According to what Sandy said, Sandy will put you on the spot because it's your shot.
The high star.
No, that one is. One second. Also shoot towing, but also show yachol itom. One second. You're right. Obviously the high star. But is that called was you towing or yachol itom? Which one is that?
So Shmuel was saying, you know, that's the one that he's tying.
Yeah,
and I think I hear him that at the end of the day the Rashbam seems to be saying that that's the taina that he wants to win with.
Why did he say that? He's coming along. I have to disagree with everyone. He's saying the parsha of Shana and Gemara. He came in with a star and he said Hoshtara. Then he was Gachin Velachish, and he said I have a different star. Right. And Rabba says he's believed with a migui. Now, according to Rabba, the migui is believing him with which taina?
That he has a lost star. That's the pasha.
According to Rabba, he's believed with the taina that the second taina that I had a different star and I lost it. Right. That's what he That's what he's tithing now. What is Yochel Litom is Hashtara. He could have stuck with the tithe of Hashtara and not say anything. So Hashtara, Hashtas, is a tithe that is Yochel Litom. The tithe that he is tithing is that I had a second star and I lost it. That's the hardship shot in the Rashbam, notwithstanding Shmuel saying otherwise, but the because he might be right in later, but the simple shot in the Rashbam is the taina that he could have said is I could have stuck with Hashtara. The taina that he is saying is the taina that he's saying at the end, that I had a different star and I lost it. Says the Rashbam that the taina that you could have said has to be emes. Over here it's not emes because you were maida. Break the Rash, that you were maida that Hashtara is wrong. Break the Nugayasev, every migui, your maida that what you could have said is wrong. Teretz says, by every migui, what you weren't maida, you know, mamish, that what you could have said is wrong. But here, you were mo that mamish, and what you could have said is wrong. So the way the Mugay Yosef is reading the Rashbam is that the thing that's Ena Yochel Leos Emes is the taina that you could have tainted, not the taina you are tainting, right? That's for sure if you learn Schus Taina. Okay, we did not like Schus Taina, but the Rav Elchanan, who learns in the Rashbam, Schus Taina. So what's he saying? That in order to have Migur to work, you have to have Schus Taina, which means you get the kayach of the taina that you could have said. And since you are maida that the taina that you could have said is wrong, therefore there is no Schus Taina. So the vort of the Rashbam, according to the Mandamar, is Schus Taina, according to Rav Elchanan, for sure. And that's the way that Mugay Yosef seems to say it, is that the taina that you could have said, which is the Hashtara is wrong, but the taina that you are saying is that I had a different star, that's Yochel Leos Emes. Right? Now there's, if you learn Schus Taina, the pshat is you need that the taina that Yochel Leos Emes, that you could have said is Emes, and that gives you kayach to the taina that you are tining. Over here, the taina that you could have said is not Emes. So therefore, you don't get any energy to give you a schus taina to the taina that you are saying. So the part of the Rashbam, if you're saying not schus taina, is that the taina that you could have said is not Emes here. That is what the Mugay Yosef is reading it also. And that's why he has a kasha. His kasha is by every migui. Once you come and you say your second taina, or your the real taina, that your maida, that the taina that you could have said is not emes. Tarot says, yeah, but that's not a hodah mamish. But here, so the focus in the Mugay Yosef is clear, is on the taina that you could have said, because that's where you have a hodah. When I say my real taina, I'm making a hodah's bounding against the taina that I could have said. No, I think so. Not. Sandy, you don't agree. But according to...
I do see it, yes.
Right. And if you learn Schus Taina, it's also that way. If you learn Schus Taina, it's the same thing. The whole board is that Migui works through Schus Taina. In order to have Schus Taina, you have to have potential Nehmanis in the Taina that you could have said. And here, you don't have Nehmanis in the Taina that you could have said. But when you read the Rosh says... The pshat in the Rashbam is the reason why you lose is because you don't have a taina. So according to the Rosh, when the Rashbam said that you need Shneim to be a MS, Oso Shu Yochel Litom and Oso Shu Toen, He means over here, which one's not MS? Is the ISO that he's trying? In other words, it's very beautiful if somebody can keep the cheshvin that the Rosh of Shad and the Rashbam is pump faket from the Mukhi Yosef and Rav Elchanan Pshat and the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that in a normal migui, you need both tainas yecholos yos emes, both are shu towing, both are shu yachol lito. Over here, you don't have that. So which one are you missing? So according to the Mukhi Yosef, you're missing osa shu yachol lito, because your migui is believe me with what I'm saying now that I had a shtar and I lost it. Because I could have said hashtara. Oh, you couldn't have said hashtara because you made all dars valden. It's not true. So the iso that you could have said is not nemen. Therefore, there's no schus taina. Okay. But according to the Rush, the fourth is the reason why you lose because Rush doesn't hold the schus taina. So according to the Rush, what do I care? The Rush is giving really a different cash answer to the Mukhi Yosef's question. The Mukhi Yosef's question is every migui, at the end of the day, the one that you could have tied it is shlugged up. But as long as you could have tied it, that gives you a migui. Why do I care that it's shlugged up? That's only if you say schuz taina. If you don't say schuz taina, what do I care that the one that you could have said you were maida is not true? That's kufa why you have a migui, because I didn't have to be maida. So the Rosh is saying that the chisarin is because you don't have oisa shahu towing, because you don't have a taina. So the Rosh is reading the Rashbam the exact opposite of the Mukhi Yosef. And the main of the Rosh doesn't have the Mukhi Yosef's problem of why is it different than every migui? Because every migui, the taina that you could have taina, it is shlugged up.
The Rosh has a different problem though. Because what drove the Rosh, I mean, not what drove the Rosh. Logically, we understand what he's tying now. He's tying now that I had a star and I lost it.
So the Rosh is saying, the Rosh is saying that since high star became, the Rosh is mechadesh, a chiddush, which maybe no one else holds of, that high star was your taina, and now you can't make a new taina because you're chayzev etzoin. The Rosh says that he doesn't agree with that because he doesn't see why high shtara should be part of your taina. He says your taina is only that I bought it. So the Mukhi Yosef is agreeing to the Rosh who disagree. The Rosh's disagreement with the Rashbam. He's saying even the Rashbam holds that way. Right? So that's scooping the machlokes.
On that step, I was trying to figure out the Mukhi Yosef looks at it as one shtick taina or two taina. When he says minach zaventi v'hashtara, the Mukhi Yosef world
learns that the ikker taina is minach zaventi. So there's no problem of choizer v'toein. Now he first when the Rashbam says so shutoein oh yotalita doesn't mean as hilchis taina. Means the first thing you said and the second thing you said. So the first thing you said is hashtara. That's what it's yotalita. I could have stuck with it. I could have stuck with Hashtara. And instead, I then I had a different star. And I want to be believed in a migui that believe me that I had a different star because I could have said this star. So comes along the Rashbam and says that like, if you learn at say Schuz Taina, that in order to be Nemen with what you are saying, you have to get the kayach of what you could have said. And since there was a Hodah, that what you could have said is not true. So then there's no schuz taina. I frekten mukhi yosef. So every migo is like that. That there's a hodah that what I could have said is not true. It says it's not a hodah mamish. So according to the mukhi yosef, what the Rashbam is saying that over here there's no migui because what you could have said is end up being proven not true, and therefore. There's no, let's say if you learn, the Mukhi Yosef doesn't tell us, but the easiest way of understanding, so what's the svara would be schuz taina. which I don't like, but okay, but I don't have a different svara offhand for the Mugayayasei. So if the svara is chus taina, so you have to get the kayach of what you could have said. And since what you could have said is proven not true, there is no chus taina. So that's what the Mugayayasei gripped the Rashba, very simple. But the Mimeira, the Mugayayasei, runs into two problems. One is every migu is the same thing. You're made that what you could have said is not true. So the answer is to that to say it's not a hodah mamish. Okay? And the problem is that you have to come out to this, what's the svara? Who cares if what you could have said is not true? If migu is only a raya, so we have the raya because you could have said it. You didn't have to make the hodah bound that it's not true. So it only makes sense if you say it's skos taina, and we don't like skos taina, okay? But that's how the Nebuchadnezzar, they've gripped the Rashbam. But the Rosh is Mechanesh a Chiddush, which no one else held of in the Rashbam, that Hosh Dara is your Taina, because that's a Chedek of the Taina. Mimeda, the reason why you lose there is because, not because the Taina that you could have said is not true, but because the Taina that you are saying is not true. Because the Taina that you are saying is Hosh Dara. In our case, the Taina that you could have said and the Taina that you are saying are both the same.
What caused the rush to go south and the Mukiyas to go north? And what caused that?
Because the very simple. Because either the rush did not like the Mukiyas's answer to his kasha. Mukiyas has a kasha on himself. Every migui is the same thing. You have a hodah baldin.
So
it's not a hodah mamish, but that's fluky. It's very daichik because the ma'isa, I'm pretty sure halachically, it is considered a hodah. When you say parati, I think it is considered a hodah baldin that it's not mezuyev. You can't come back and say mezuyev anymore. You know, it's too late. So it was not a hodah mamish. So what if it's not a hodah mamish, but it's an implied hodah, it's also hodah. So it's very likely that the Rosh didn't like that answer, or the Rosh did not like the whole svara chus taina, because who cares that the taina that you could have said is not emes? All you're using it for is a raya that I'm an honest person. I didn't have to tell you that it's not emes. So I have a raya that I'm honest. So what difference does it make that I'll be MS is not honest? So what? So what if it's not honest? But I could have said it and I would have won. So you have a raya that I'm telling the truth. So unless you say schus taina, it's very hard to understand the Rashi svara to see the Ranuka Yosef. So the Rosh has many reasons not to agree with the Ranuka Yosef, either because he doesn't know the schus taina. He says, who cares if the taina that you could have said is not good? So it goes off, you have a raya. Or he says, every migui is the same thing. Every migui, the taina that you could have said is proven not true. So therefore, the Rosh comes along with a chiddush of shat that the Rashbam holds, that Hosh Dara is your taina. Now, the Rosh himself says it's not true. So if you ask why the Mugayayasev didn't learn the Pshan the Rashbam, it's partially because the Mugayayasev agreed with the Rosh, it's not true, and therefore he didn't want the Rashbam saying something that's not true. The Rosh is coming out to a very big daichik the other way, that the Rosh is having the Rashbam say something which the Rosh himself feels is in Svara, not right. So that's obviously a good motivation not to say like the Rosh. But it's a very beautiful machlokes that the Rosh and the Mugayayasev are reading the Rashbam in opposite directions. The Rashbam says there's two requirements for migui, and you need both. And here you're missing one of the two, but the Rashbam doesn't say which one you're missing. So the Mugayayasev says you're missing the taina that you could have taina, and therefore there's no schus taina, so to speak. And Frecht and Mugayayasev, every migu is the same thing, and you have to say every migu is not hodah mamish. While the Rosh is saying, no, we don't. You're never missing what you could have said, because As long as you could have said it, that's good enough. You don't need that at the end of the day. You could say it. That, who cares? As long as you could have said it. What the Rashbam means is you're missing what you are saying because you need a taina. You need a taina. And here, the taina, goof is hashtara. Everyone else understands that way because they don't know that hashtara is a taina.
The Rashbam is bothered by Akasha. The why is it different? According to the Rush, right? Rashbam is bothered by Akasha. Why is it different than every Migo in the Torah?
Yes.
Right? And his answer should be what? His answer is that
because every Migo has to have a good taina. There's no good taina.
Second, on taina B is Chayz of Atayin.
The taina is because he says.
Second, here comes the taina that I lost is off the table because it's Chayz of Atayin, right?
Right.
Okay, so what's your kasha of Migo? You can't say it.
Oh, no, because so this is what we tried to say yesterday. So now you want to jump me?
No. I'm not going back. I'm just I'm trying to understand this point.
We said then the Rosh's Rashbam, you believe with the migui and the taina don't have to be on the same point. Obviously, apparently not obviously, but tell me the fun. The migui and the taina can be two different things as long as they're both.
Why is he talking about the two tainas of Chalis Vitayim? There are no two tainas available. There
are two tainas.
No, one of them is Chalis Vitayim.
So he means in this particular case, the two happen to be the same one, but there are two tainas. Every migui has a taina that you could have said in the beginning, giving me that manas.
When you are saying.
Taina that you're saying at the end.
Right. In this case, it's
about 1 second. In this case, they both happen to be the same.
If Lamaisa, the answer to the question why he can't say now that I hadn't lost it is because Chayz of Italian. So now ask me Akasha, why is it different than other Migos and Chas? If the Chayz of Italian knocks out, there's only one kind of.
So that's what we were trying to explain yesterday.
I'm saying the word shtei. I'm not talking about Rebbe's Torah from yesterday, the Migo plus the Tainus.
That answers what you're asking.
No, why are there two Tainus? That's not it's the
not
point.
Three, there's not two Tainus. There's a Migo and an unrelated. Or
that's not the words. Two Tainus. That's not what he says.
Every Migo in Lomdus has two Tainus. There's what you could have said and what you are saying. Now, in this particular case, it has two parts. Call it two times. There are two parts to every migui, what you could have said and what you are tining. Now, in this particular, and you want to use the raya that I could have said to believe me what I am tining. Now, in this particular migui, it's a weird migui that what you could have said and what you are saying happen to be the same. But there's still two parts. There's you come in, you have the same structure. You say, believe me with amigo because I could have said this and this and this. And therefore, because of that, I have amigo and believe me with what I'm being doing. So there are two parts to amigo. So there's that before I made my hodah, what I could have said and that you would have believed me. And now after the hodah, what am I saying? Now, in this particular meeting, it's a weird meagly that the two things are the same, okay. But there's still two parts. It's just the same.
What does Rebbe mean the two things are the same? I'm not clear that. What's the?
Because the taina that I could have taina is that this star is kosher. Hush star. I had a star, and this star that I'm showing you in Bezdin is kosher. That's the taina that I could have claimed, and I would have won with that claim. And that's the basis of my meagly. Believe me that I'm an honest guy because I could have stuck with the taina of Hashtara and I would have won with it. So that's the taina that I could have claimed. Every migui has, I could have claimed something and won, and therefore believe me with what I am saying. Right? So what could have you have said and won? You could have said and won Hashtara. Therefore, I want to say, believe me with what I am saying. But says the Rush, what I am saying is also Ashtara because you can't be Chayzer V'Toein. So it comes out that in this particular situation, what you could have said and what you are saying happen to be the same thing. So the two parts of a migui are the same.
That's not a migui. Then I'm just my
time. That is a migui because I have a raya.
Believe me, hashtara, because I could have said hashtara.
Because he said in the middle that it's not a good star. So he made all doors bowed in. So believe me that I'm telling. Believe me that it's my field with hashtara, which when I'm timing, because if I wanted to, I didn't have to make all doors bowed in. And then I would have won with
Hoshtar. So that's not a migu. I didn't have to make all those balls. It's not a migu.
Yes, it is. But that shows that I'm an honest person. So believe me that I'm an honest person. And I'm telling the truth. Because if I wanted to, I didn't have to make all those balls. And I could have stuck with Hoshtara and won with that. That's a beautiful
migu. And therefore, how am I winning?
Therefore, I win with the taina of Hoshtara. Except that the problem is that it's a migui b'makom eidim. Oh, okay, that's what Rav Yosef says.
So, once I'm ready, if a guy, let's say, I bring a star at Yomi Mani, the guy says, parati. Yeah. And then he comes back, let's forget for a second the migui of Mizuyov, but he says, parati. And then he says, but by the way, Beis Din, I want you to know, I never paid him back. And then he comes back again, he says, parati. Yeah. Are we going to say that this is amigo, but it's not a good amigo? It's not amigo even. Believe me, the second time I'm saying parati, because after the first time that I said parati, I never had to open my mouth and say that I didn't pay.
Why not? It's amigo. Why not? Why is it amigo? That I'm an honest person because I didn't have to make Hodas Baldin.
But your Hoda, you know, is saying that you're a liar.
You're saying, believe me, that I'm honest. At the end of the day, it's not a good migui. But that's what the Rashbam says. It's not a good migui because it's migui b'makom eidim. Because Hodas Baldin is kemei eidim dummy.
So
Hodas Baldin would not be kemei eidim.
So
then it would be a good migui.
So was it? So according to the Rosh, the Rebbe agrees that the Hemshech and the Rashbam is good, that it's one thing?
Yes.
That he's saying only one thing, the Rashbam. It's not...
Very beautiful. He's saying that the Rashbam is saying it. The Rosh is reading the Rashbam beautifully. That every migui, you have two parts. You have what you could have said and what you are saying. Here, what you are saying is shrugged up by Odoz Baldin. Therefore, it's a migui b'makom eidim. Beautiful. It's beautiful. Read beautifully. The chiddush is because the rush makes it what you are. Before you read the rush, the assumption is that what you are saying is the second thing. I had a star and I lost it. That's what everybody assumes in the sugya. That's the pashup shan the sugya. The guy comes along and first said hashtara. And then he came along and said, I had a different star, I lost it. So the simple shot is that what he is saying is I had a different star than I lost it. So when and that is Yacholi Yos Emes. So when the Rashbam said that is not a good migui, because something's not Yacholi Yos Emes, so he definitely meant, he had to mean the Hashtara, the original Hashtara that I could have said. What I could have said, Hashtara, is not Yacholi Yos Emes. Why isn't he called El Samus? Can I made all doors bowed in? Trekked in Muka Yosef. Every migui is the same thing. The taina that you could have said you made all doors bowed in is not true. The Gavaldi Gagash in the Muka Yosef has on the Rashbam. Ever, there's not a whole door mamish. But the rush is completely different because since the rush makes a chiddush that what you are tining at the end is the Hoshtara, then what the Rashbam means is that prepared? It's what your timing is not Yecholei Yos Emes. Not what you could have timed. What you could have timed is considered Yecholei Yos Emes. Because it only has to be Yecholei Yos Emes before you started. You don't need, for what you, according to the Mirash, when we need that the first time is Yecholei Yos Emes, it only has to be Yecholei Yos Emes before you made a Hodah. We don't need it to be Yecholei Yos Emes after your Hodah. Because all it does is it gives you a raya that you're telling the truth. So as long as there was Yechoniyos Emet before you walked into bed, then that's sufficient. That's the Gubin Machlaikas of Rosh and Mugayayte. So according to the Rosh, this is called Yechoniyos Emet, the Gabi, the first sign of what you could have said. And there's no problem in the world that every Migui is not Yechoniyos Emet, because it is Yechoniyos Emet, because you didn't have to come back. Come and make a Hodah. But the problem here is that the second Taina is not Yechoniyos Emet. The Taina that you're actually Taining, because the Rosh is Mechanish in the Rashbam, that your Taina is Hashtara.
Rochanan would need like a reverse Zuchus Taina?
Rochanan is learning like the
Rochanan with the Rosh, I'm saying.
Rochanan can't go with the Rosh. Rochanan has no shaykhus to the Rosh.
I'm saying because it's reversed.
Go with the Nemukah Yaisei.
I'm saying the reason why I can't go with the Rosh because it's reversed, Rebbe's saying, right?
Reverse. It's nothing to do with going to the Rosh. The reason why you lose is because you don't have a Taina. It's nothing because of the lack of Schus Taina. Your Taina.
There definitely is a Migu in our Gemara. There's definitely a Migu going on in our Gemara that he's knocking out. There has to be a Migu somewhere here.
It has nothing to do with the problem. According to the Rosh, the Migu is a perfectly good Migu. But the reason why you lose is because you don't have a Taina. You don't have a Taina, you can't win. Because the Migu, Mamakom Adim, the Adim kill your Taina. And without a Taina, Migu can't win. So it's nothing to do with anything about Schus Taina. There's no Shaykhus in Schus Taina. Nothing to do with Schus Taina. The reason is because you don't have a Taina. It's in the Mugayayte's reading of the Rosh, of the Rashbam, that Greeks is Schus Taina. Because in Mugayayte's reading of the Rosh, of the Rashbam saying that your problem is not with what you're claiming. What you're claiming now is fine. It could be MS. But the problem is what you could have claimed is not MS. So the problem is, who cares if what you could have claimed is not emes? You're not claiming it. You're just, the fact that I could have claimed it is a raya that I'm an honest person. If migui is a raya that I'm telling the truth, then who cares that you made a whole dog's bound in that what you could have said is not true? What's the difference? Right? The says that because here you're hoide mamish. So what? So hoide mamish makes that what you could have said is not true. But so what? You're not saying it. You're only using that I could have said it. I didn't have to be made the mamish. So I'm proving to you I'm an honest guy. You see, I'm such an honest guy. I was made the mamish. If I wasn't such an honest guy, I wouldn't have been made there. So the parship shot in the Rashbam, according to the Mugayayte, is something like a Schus Taina system that you need to use, getting that the power of that manish from the Taina to Yochel Vitam, and since you are made that is not true, so that has no power. Okay, that's how Rav Ochanan grips the Rashbam, and that's how the Mugayayim is gripping the Rashbam in some form or something. I don't know. I just would rather modify it than not a real Schus Taina, but something in that vein. But the Rosh is Pumfakert, because in the Rosh, the problem is not in what you could have said. You don't know what you, the problem is what you are saying. There's a simple problem. I mean, once you grant that this is your Taina, then there's a very simple problem why you lose. Because you don't have a Taina. There's no, Fakir, we were bothered yesterday that it's so simple that you know why you lose. Why does the Rashbam need Migu B'Makom Adim? But you sure you don't need Schus Taina. It's simple. You don't have a Taina. You don't win. You don't have a Taina.
If you were to split the Tainas like the Rosh does go with, right, that it's not one big Taina, right, then the Mukhi Yosef would, if he sees it as a Raya, Hashdar is a claw Raya, nothing to do with the Taina, that would help?
What?
The Rosh says everything is good if you split it. You say it's not one big Taina, right? That's the Rosh says. It says if you hold like me that it's one big Taina, we don't have to go to Rashbam, right? Then everything is good.
Oh, that it's two Tainas. It's not one Taina. It's the Taina is Hashtar. I bought it.
And Hashtar is a Raya. Right. So then
it should be a Migui.
Which way does that go?
I mean, then you should have a Migui.
Which one am I
Taina? Rava would be right. And
I'm saying, which one am I tying? Which one could I tie? I'm tying Minoxa Vente.
I'm tying Minoxa Vente. I could have said Hosh Tara. And instead, I'm saying I had a Divish Tara. I lost it. So what I'm what I'm saying at the end is, which is the conclusion, which is what I'm really, so to speak, tying, is that I had a Tara and I lost it.
I ate him, knocked out the Hosh Tara.
So what? So what? The coin. So what if they knocked out Shah? I'm not winning. I'm not claiming Hosh Tara. I'm claiming something else. I want to win with something else. I want you to believe me with what I'm saying at the end.
I can't believe you have no namanas. There's no namanas.
I have a Maya from Amigui. The fact that I came along and told you the truth and admitted that the first of the stars passed, which I didn't have to, is a riot that I'm an honest guy.
But Adam came along and said,
It was Odor's Bowden. I
called it Adam.
I made the Adam. So that proves that I'm an honest guy. So to prove that I'm an honest guy, so you should believe me with my second thing, with my last thing that I said, I had a different star.
Like every Migu in the world.
Right. So therefore, according to the Rush, it's very simple. Rabba Pashas is right. There's a Migu. To believe you with that I had a different star and I lost it. The only reason why Rav Yosef disagrees is because Rav Yosef has this wild shita that Hosh Tara is your taina, which the Rush says is too wild for me. I'm not ready to buy such a thing.
Rush argues with the Kivan Shahid the Mamish. That's all. The Rush is arguing with this Kivan Shahid the Mamish. Is that correct? The Muki Yosef used the Lashon Kivan Shahid the Mamish Befanav. The Rush says, nah, that doesn't make this as a worse Migu than all other Migus.
Yes, right.
So right. The Rush is arguing, and that's far straight out.
Because if you don't hold this chus taina, then who cares if now you say if it's not you're not nemen now? What do I care? I'm not using it for nemen chus taina. I'm just using it as a raya that I'm an honest person because I could have the whole demamish was me. I'm the one that was maida, so I didn't have to be maida. So I have a raya. I'm telling the truth.
What's the book say back to that svara?
The Muki Yosef has to say back some kind of svara chus taina. That the husband, the Muki Yosef has to be working. This is what Rabbi Khanan is saying. But I don't really want to say it, but I will need more development. That the Muki Yosef is pashas is working, that the Pshan the Rashbam is some system of chus taina and some form of variation. Therefore, you have to have them manis in the taina that you could have said. So because you have to get that schus taina. You have to get that schus taina. So you have to have the manas of the taina that you could have said. And since you made Odor's Bowden, the fact that it was from you, very nice. We see you're an honest guy, right? But a mice, so there's no schus taina here. So that's how the Yosef is gripping the Rashbam, that there's no schus taina because the mice, you couldn't, you admit, you had no koyach to say Hosh Tara. You're an honest guy. Glavka, you're an honest guy. You're the biggest tzaddik in the world. No doubt about it. But that's not how Migui is working. Migui needs some form of schus taina. Therefore, you lose. But according to the Rush, it's nothing to do with that. There's no such svara as schus taina. And there's no such svara. There's no difference between a hodah, mefurish, and not mefurish. It's all the same thing. Every migui is just a ride. You're telling the truth, and therefore the fact that you admitted that it's not true is irrelevant, because for it you didn't have to admit, and therefore you.
What lamaisa is the taina according to the Rush? He's saying Hosh Tara Ma'ali at the end of the day, after all the dust settles. What is the? He just said a second ago that it's chaspa. Now he's chayzer b'tayin on that too. What is his taina?
His halachic taina. Has to
halachic?
Be that halachic taina. I can't erase the halachic taina. He locked in. He made a halachic taina, a Hosh Tara. So that remains his taina, the Eidam Void.
But then he said it. He said it's not true, though.
So that's why the Odor's Bowden against his taina.
So then he should. So now he's going back and saying, now it is
going back. He made all doors bowed in against his taina, so he loses according to Rabbi Yosef.
But if he said it,
last week somebody raised the question, if he would have come in and started the case by saying, I had a star and I lost it, and the Morikama said baloney, and he then took out this star and said, I'll prove that I'm correct, that I had a star and I lost it. Look at the star. And the Baldin said, it's Mazuyaf, and he said, it's true, but it's my amigo. So we, I think Tzvi, or I said to Tzvi, you change Allah in that case. And mm-hmm. Rebbe wasn't so sure, but now we're saying yes. But we hold different Allah in that case.
The Rosh, yes, according to Rosh, that would be good. Yes, because in that case, his taina was, it was not Hoshtara. Yeah, I agree. It's a little... It's only in the Rashbam and the Rush, which the Rush disagree with the Rashbam. It's not, you know, not in a, there's no real Shita. The Rashbam, the way the Rush understood the Rashbam, but the Rashbam Rush doesn't hold that way.
So it's really a simple step, the Rebbe's saying. I mean, not simple. The step is basically once you come in and say something and then want to use that as a raya to support something else, that's self-defeating and self-destructive. You're stuck with your first taina. Once you agree that it's not good, the case is irreparable. You're dead.
Because only because me give him makom edim lo amrinin. If Luyach me give makom edim amrinin, then even though you made a hodah, that's not strong enough to. I care. The migui plus the time that would beat your hodah's baldin. Who says hodah's baldin is so gevaldik? I know that's kuba me give makom edim.
Right. If me was better than edim, or hodah's baldin was not kamei edim, then you could still win with your migui.
Right. But it's just so interesting. I find it very fascinating that the Rashbam's lashon is very ambiguous. He says every migui has two parts, and you need that both parts should be chonios emes. So it's, but he doesn't explain which part is missing over here. So it seems that it's a machlokes the Mugay Yosef and Rabbi Chanan versus the Rush, which part is missing over here? The Mugay Yosef is saying that what's missing over here is the first part, the Yechoda, the way you could have tied it. And Rabbi Chanan for sure, and then therefore you don't have Schuss Taina. And that's what you could have tied it, is not MS, and therefore you don't get Schuss Taina from what you could have tied it. And that's why Rabbi Chanan, that's why the Mugay Yosef asked the Kasha. So every migui is the same thing. You shrugged up what you could have tied it. And he answers that over there, you don't have a hodah mamish. But in the Rush, it's a completely different shot. It's that it's what you are tying is not MS. Because according to the Rashbam holds a very radical shita that at the end of the day, you're still tying halachically what you said first. Even though everyone assumes you're tying what you said second. But since the Rosh says you can't be chazir magen, and this is part of the taina, so what you're really tining is what you said first. So it's not what you could have tined, it's not MS. It's what you are tining is not MS. So the Rosh reads the Rashbam almost, I don't say the opposite, but totally different than the Mugay Yosef. It's very nice. And according to the
classic case of Migo is a beer. Right,
and yes,
the classic Havana. I'm sorry that Migu is a beerer, and that's how the Rush is understanding and he's learning this, right?
Yes.
So he's saying that would work out. If not for the Taina problem, that would technically work out. That Migu would work out here.
Yes, the Migu is a perfect Migu, except that Migu, we said yesterday that Migu needs an assist of a Taina.
Right, I'm saying in the world of Migu. In the world of Migu itself, there's no technical problems, but he holds in the Mugay Yosef world, there is a problem because we run the problem. It's just very ironic because Zechus Taina is usually trying to help out when Migu falls apart. So I come up with Zechus Taina. It's not that over here, regular Migu works and we're killing Zechus Taina. It's like the opposite of everything we ever learned.
Right. Because when you make a Hodah that your first Taina is not true, so you're killing the Zechus Taina. Because it was a really star mizuyah. So we didn't have that kayak. But the Araya, the Eternal the Truth, you have. Right. So here's a case where a regular amigo you do have, the regular alumnus amigo you have, and the alumnus is Chustani you don't have. That's true. This is an unusual case.
The reason I came up with Chostaina is because of this reason.
Okay. But they
Rabbi says Chostaina in this context. This is this Chostaina of Rabbi Hanan. I thought Rabbi meant something else. I thought Rabbi meant Amigo has to have a taina as a mouthpiece by which to win. Rabbi Hanan's words, Chostaina, there's a whole lumdus in Migu, that the Kayach of Migu comes by borrowing this Chostaina of a different taina.
The Mugayai says Rashbam is that Rashbam is saying that the taina that you could have said at the end of the day is not emes. So the question is like, who cares?
No, that I understand is about Chanan's Chostaina.
You have to say that in the Mugayai Sefer.
I agree. I'm asking on the Rosh. Rabbi said on the Rosh.
I said the Rosh is not that there's Chostaina.
Oh, so I thought Rabbi was using. Okay, so no, Rabbi
no,
says.
No, I said just the opposite. I said, Rabbi, the Mugayai Sefer, that's saying the Chisaron is in the Taina that you could have Tainan. So that means the Chayra, he's learning something like Chostaina. That even though you're the one that schlugged it up, so there's a raya that you're telling the truth. But Saif, since it got schlugged up, there's no Chostaina. So the Mugayai Sefer is some kind of Chostaina type Svara.
But, I'm referring to the Lashon Rebbe used. Rebbe said the Rosh needs a taina.
The Rosh has nothing to do with Chostaina. The Rosh is that Migui needs a taina. And that's
like Zeral Mashal Voisai, Rebbe saying,
needs
right?
The halachic taina, not the taina of your first taina. Now, Migui needs a taina now, because Migui can't work without also tainas. We learned in many sugyas and shas that a taina is not just a taina. A taina is a kayach. Bari v'shema bari adit. Point to one man damar bari shema can be mighty from a muksik. A bari, we had in Gittin. If the Baal Dabar says that the gets mezuyif, then when he says it, then the gets pasul midaraisa. You need kiyam midaraisa. Someone else says it, then we don't believe. Eidachos nam neman bisurim. But the Baal Dabar is naman. The kayach of a Baal Dabar is taina. That in many places in Shas, an echad would not have such nemanis. It's a very strange thing. It's not, that's why it's nothing to do with an echad. A baal dabar's nemanis, an echad is more neman than a baal dabar. But a baal dabar has a kayach in many places an echad doesn't have. No one would say an echad doesn't work for mamin. But yet there's a day that says bari v'sheva works for mamin because it's a baal dabar. By Gittin, we had that the Erechot said the Getz Mezuyah. You don't need Kiyah Midaraisa. The Midaraisa, Eidim Chasum Hashtag, Mishnek, I do some Abazin. And even if Erechot says in Mezuyah, Ein Dar Asher Bachot Mishnayim. But if the Baal Dabar is Ma'arer and the Getz Mezuyah, so according to many, many Rishayim, the Getz Pasol Midaraisa. Because that's a Kayach of the Baal Dabar. That he has the right to taina mezuyif. So there's a halachic kayach taina, which is not midin birer. It's not midin nam. It's not a birer. It's a whole different track. It's some kind of mystical kayach of a baal dabar that he has a kayach here. So we're just saying that that's when there's a din of ena chozer v'toein in the rush. That's ligabi this mystical kayach. It's this mystical kayach of taina. So this time, kayach taina, you only get once. You can't go ahead and if there's no mystical kayach taina, you can say this, you can say that, you can say a million possibilities. You know, there's nothing wrong with trying five times. But as far as the Torah never gives you the kayach taina, except for the first try. But
Rebbe's saying that in the Muki Yosef. That the rush or whatever is gripping is knocking him out because we're knocking out Zuchus Taina. Once that's the Mila of when he does it, does Baal Din and knocks out the Zuchus Taina, right? If Zuchus Taina doesn't exist,
over the simplification because I don't like Zuchus Taina, but just
right. My question, according to Rebbe, is Zuchus Taina
simplifying?
Since Zuchus Taina never existed and Rav Chanan's pshat doesn't work, we slugged it up somewhere else. There's no such thing as Zuchus Taina. So right. What in the Muke Yosef, what is his Maila of Adas Baal Din that he's saying it's worse because than every other Migu, right?
That's why I'm saying that for simplicity's sake, You have to explain the Mugayose with a Schus Taina system, which I don't want to do. And okay. So we don't
know. What's the other shot? What's the other shot?
I don't know. Maybe the question is, you want to work on that tomorrow? We can work on that tomorrow. Rav Elchanan has a basis to what he's saying. What comes out like this is that there's a tremendous machlokes, the Rosh and the Mukhe Yosef, and how to read the Rashbam. There's two opposite readings. And the Rav Elchanan came along, and Rav Elchanan said he has a raya from the Rashbam, Tuschustaina. Right? So we're just saying that the Rav Elchanan's raya from the Rashbam is because he read the Rashbam the same way as the Mukhe Yosef read the Rashbam. Therefore, he felt that it's a raya Tuschustaina. You would read the Rashbam like the Rosh reads the Rashbam, then it has nothing to do with Schustaina. Now you're asking a different question. That Rav Elchanan read the Rashbam like the Mukhe Yosef, and he said it's the Raya Schustaina. I don't know what tradition is, not the right word, and we go that we don't find in this Sfarim Schustaina. So where is there a different way to explain the Mukhe Yosef Svara, the way he's reading the Rashbam, without saying as far as Chus Taina? Okay, that's an interesting question. Maybe we should think about that for tomorrow. I would like to maybe also look, there's a Ritva here on the Rashbam, which is also seems like he's saying Chus Taina. So maybe we should see. We'll spend one day to look on the people that are seeming to read the Rashbam like Schus Taina. And if there's a way of reconciling it, then it doesn't have to be Schus Taina. I don't know. Okay, that's a valid thing. But the point that we're making today and yesterday is that the Rush is reading the Rashbam totally different, totally, totally different. And according to the Rush, Rav Elchanan would have never had a Havamina to say he has a Raya to Schus Taina, because it has nothing to do with anything at Schus Taina. The reason why you lose is because there's no Taina.
So it aids him against the Taina.
Rav Elchanan is a Raya against Schus Taina. I mean, the Rush is a Raya against Schus Taina. What? I'm sorry.
No, sir, not there's no Taina. There's aid him against his Taina.
Right, because they're against the Taina, yes. But Rav Elchanan is a Raya. Not the Rush is a Raya. The fact that the Rush learned this shot process in the Rashbam, and he didn't learn the Pshat in the Rashbam is Chus Taina, like the Mukhe Yosef, would Pashas be an indication that the Rush doesn't hold this Chus Taina? You know,
hold the Chilch of the Mukhe Yosef of Beferush and Abeferush.
Yeah, okay, that could be. Yes, you're right. You're right. That's that you
there,
could.
There's on 859. There's a Gos HaBach that changes the word Befanav to Bepiv.
8:59. Who?
8:59 p.m. I'm just saying. in the Mukhe Yosef, I asked, well, why does it say Befanav Mamish? And I think there's a Bach that changes it, or a Gos. I don't know. I don't know who the Gos are on this Gemara here, but changes it. The Bepiv Mamish or something like that, not Befanav Mamish.
That's what I read here.
Where the Mamish Bepiv. Hain Tzorach Lema. I don't know. It's a little how goes the Tsiyunim.
We have Befanav, and he changes it to Piv. Who's patient? I don't know who that is. Hold the Mamish Befanav. Okay, I don't know. I hear.
Rebbe says we keep the original Gersa anyway. So.
Okay.
From Rebbe's father, right? From the Rav.
Yeah, I don't know who Patient is. I don't know who Patient is. If Patient could be a minor person, an old person, I don't know. He quotes it from Peshin. Who's Peshin? He doesn't tell you. Peshin. Pu'ula Socher. Okay, I know that is. Okay, all right. So let's think for tomorrow. If the Hesber in the Mugayayay, without saying it's Kos Taina, that would be, that's a little simple. We'll leave the Rush. I think we spent enough time on the Rush. I think it's very nice. Personally, I happen to get personal. I think it's very nice to see how the Rush and Mugayayay are like two opposite Shatim in the Rashbam. But the question on the floor, and the simple question is that the Rav Ochanan went ahead and brought a raya from the Rashbam to Zchus Taina. Apparently, he was reading the Rashbam like the Namukha Yosef and the Ritva. The shaila is that, is there a way of disagreeing with him? Since we're not so gung-ho on Zchus Taina, is there a way of disagreeing with him?
Would you be okay with the next two lines of the Rush, where he brings in your good old classic Migu B'Makom Edim to support this whole complicated theory where Lachar, what he needs a raya to, is not what he's proving?
Okay. You know what they said? It's 9:02. No, I hear the valid point. I don't know. No, I don't know the answer to that yet.
The point, Rebbe's was to hit the big Kiddush at 9:02 and then has to run.
No.
Rashiva always get 1:13. 1:13 is when he gave the big Kiddush, and then 1:15 was lunch. So it was like, sorry.
In my day, it was 1:29 was the big Kiddush.